AIDS researchers know that HIV can mutate to resist the effects of drugs. A study in the journal Nature shows that HIV also mutates to resist the human immune system. Researchers say that could further harm the development of a successful AIDS vaccine. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Researchers have long noticed that AIDS progresses faster in children who get HIV from their mothers than it does in the mothers themselves. That led Dr. Bruce Walker of Massachusetts General Hospital to wonder.
The question was the virus in the mother already learning how to evade the immune system such that by the time it was transmitted to the child, it was already a smarter virus?
The answer is yes. Walker and his colleagues studied children with AIDS who inherited an unusual gene called B27. It controls, or at least slows, the progression of AIDS. But the children who inherited B27 from their mothers were not protected from rapidly progressing AIDS. Those whose genes came from their fathers were protected. That told researchers that the virus had learned to outwit the mother's favorable gene before it infected the children. The second thing they found was that these smart viruses maintain this ability over time.
The fact that these mutations are stable suggests that they may accumulate over time in a population.
In fact, this appears to be happening. The researchers found evidence that the smart viruses are being transmitted sexually, not just from mother to child.
We looked at individuals who have adults with brand new HIV infection in the Boston area, and what we found was a significant percentage of individuals were becoming infected with viruses that had already mutated particular critical regions targeted by the immune system.
The implications are not clear, but Walker suspects that this might help explain why HIV is causing such explosive epidemics in southern Africa,
where the virus is going through one person and then very rapidly being transmitted to a second person and a third person. And the question is whether with those rapid transmissions it's able to accumulate mutations that are going to affect its overall disease-causing capacity. So we're looking very closely in Africa.
The Harvard group is looking at India as well. In both Africa and India, AIDS is caused mainly by a form of HIV called type C. Some scientists have wondered if type C is more virulent or easily transmitted. But Walker thinks type C virus may be evolving differently on the two continents because Africans and Indians have different genetic makeups. If he's right, this may make it even more complicated to design an AIDS vaccine that will work in different populations, and will keep working as the virus learns to elude the different immune types it encounters.
That's the concern, and that's why we need to really focus on this issue now as we're trying to develop effective vaccines.
But vaccine developers say the findings of the new study come at a bad time. After repeated failures, researchers have turned away from vaccines that stimulate antibodies against intruders. Antibodies are not very effective against HIV. So research has shifted to another part of the immune system that seeks out and destroys cells already infected by HIV. And it's this type of immunity that the Harvard group has shown HIV can outsmart. That may make it very difficult to develop a vaccine that will work in populations that are genetically different. But this problem will have to wait. John Moore of Cornell University says the first order of business is simply to develop a vaccine that works at all, even if only in some people.
If we find a vaccine formula that works, I hope, and I think it's generally hoped, that we'll be able to tailor it, to tinker with it, to manipulate it, to deal with the issue of viral diversity.
Other AIDS vaccine experts agree the new findings are potentially troublesome, but they say it's not about to bring AIDS vaccine research to a halt. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.